Now this weekend, Ballymac GAA Club are marching forward representing Kerry in the Junior All-Ireland Series, and that stage is set in Mallow where they take on Buttevant in the Munster Club Junior Football Championship Final. And with that in mind, Ballygarry Estate Hotel and Spa, in partnership with Paula and Tony Sills, proudly sponsoring the jerseys for Ballymac GAA. They're contributing with Luke Sills' parents to sponsor jerseys for the team ahead of the upcoming AIB Munster Club Junior Football Championship Final this Saturday against Buttevant, which we'll hear live here on Radio Kerry. This is a gesture, of course, to remember Luke, who is a cherished member of the community and a cherished player of Ballymac Minors, and indeed involved with the seniors as well before his untimely death earlier on this year. Chairperson of Ballymac GAA is John Rice. I spoke to him before coming on air, and I first of all asked him about this development and how important it is for the club to remember Luke and all he contributed to Ballymac.
So yeah, it's true what you say there. Like, we've had a roller coaster year. We're at a new high in the club at this stage. The club has never gone competitively outside the county before. So, you know, that we're at a Munster Junior Club final at this stage is fantastic, you know, for the club. But you know, the journey there has been tough, and really, you know, in the middle of the summer there, and the loss and the sad departure of poor Luke Sills was something that obviously was very heavy, weighed heavy on his parents. But as a community, it really shattered us in one way. And in another way, it kind of brought us together, because, you know, we shared the Sills family, and Padraig McLeacuddy from Ballygarry come from a corner of our parish that has always been good to us. But, you know, we came together with the Sills family, and Padraig McLeacuddy was very good as well. And, you know, we saw poor Luke Sills out of this world. And, you know, it's something that's going to continue and going to go on. So, you know, Luke played with our minor team, and he was in the fringes of our senior team together with his father, Tony, who's a selector. So we, you know, we missed Tony obviously for a while after Luke's passing, but Tony's come back to join us. And I suppose he wasn't back too long when himself and his wife Paula identified the fact that our jerseys were in a bad state of repair.
Yeah.
So, you know, nothing would do them, but to get a new set of jerseys, and kind of to our surprise, they kind of said they wanted to fund it themselves. And Padraig McLeacuddy stepped in. He's the main club sponsor with Ballygarry Estates, and they provided us with not one but two sets of jerseys, these are, you know, there to clothe our team going out on the pitch, and we've got tracksuits for any celebrations we might engage in afterwards. So most welcome.
Yeah. And look, it's a fitting tribute. I mean, Luke loved playing and being part of Ballymac GAA.
That's right. Yeah. He was an integral part of this team. And even though he was just 18 years of age, you know, he could mingle it with anybody. He had great insight into what was happening, the team dynamics and what was going there in it. And he knew, you know, all about the football and Kerry, and he could give as much as he got when he was at training sessions and together with the team. So he was really integral part of our team.
Yeah.
And I suppose we won't say past tense because, you know, in a funny kind of way, you know, he still is part of our team. It's not past tense. He still is there. His presence is still part of our team. So, you know, he's part of our fabric, and you know, it's great. And it's great that we're so successful.
Carrying on, I suppose, wearing the jerseys, wearing the kit, you're carrying his memory with you as you play those games at the game on Saturday.
I think so. I think it's there in the background, you know. I suppose first is football, but you know, in the background, there's a certain comfort there. That we have the support, and we have the Sills family there with us as well, and that's the whole Sills family. You know, all support is needed, but especially the Sills who've come through so much, that they're taking the time and the effort to put into Ballymac football is greatly appreciated.
Yeah, certainly is. On to the game itself, I know there's probably a huge amount of preparation going on in the club. As you said, it's your first time outside of Kerry competing, and you're into a junior final, so I'd say no stone being left unturned in terms of preparation, John.
No, and it's great. You know, it's a new high for us. You know, we're organising buses, we're organising food. You know, and then you talk to the tactics on the field. It's a fantastic buzz, and there's a lot of hard work going into it. And we know we're up against it. You know, we know we have to travel kind of a good bit outside our comfort zone. But you know, we're looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, and there's obviously going to be a huge crowd in Mallow as well from the parish.
Yeah, and you know, it was lovely, our game in Clonmel there. You know, I think there were probably more people from Ballymac than Clonmel at that game. And, you know, I met people from Ballymac. I've only been in Ballymac 20 years, but I'd met people there who'd left the parish before I came, and they had travelled from Longford and Wicklow to come to support us on the day. So, you know, we're looking forward to kind of a coming together for the parish.
Yeah,
next Saturday.
A club run like that, it just brings everyone together, and everyone is connected, no matter where they live. They all, you know, keep an eye on it. They all tune in if they can, but they all go if they can as well. John, which ties everyone together.
That's the essence of the GA, and it's the strength of the club. Is that, you know, I suppose we are a family. We're an extended family. We might have a few differences of opinions on occasions, but, you know, when push comes to shove, we're all there behind a group from our parish, and to the lovely thing.
Yeah, and fingers crossed for them on Saturday.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Yeah, we'd agree. All good wishes gratefully accepted, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That is John Rice, chair of Ballymac GAA, talking about that. Just a very nice touch as to what is done and what has been done. Those jerseys being sponsored by the Sills family and Ballygarry Estate Hotel and Spa for that AIB Club Championship Final, which you will hear live on Radio Kerry.